You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
What's your weird body oddity? You can call 1-800-330-9999. I just saw this and it's freaking me out, Raven. It's freaking me out.
I mean, is that what she was actually singing, or was she just saying body really, really, really
body,
fast?
Body, oddy, 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 oddy.
Are people like publicizing their body oddities all of a sudden?
Yeah, it's a thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, what do you got?
Raven.
What's wrong with your body?
Producer John, producer Sean, I need everybody to look at their index finger, the opposite of the one you write with. So if you're right-handed, look at your left-handed index finger. And if you're like me, where you didn't remember which one was your index finger, it's your pointer finger.
Yeah.
Oh, okay?
Yeah, it's this one.
A majority of people have a scar on the inside of their opposite dominant index finger. And I was like, and I looked at it, and I go, oh my God, I have one. I got two scars right on the top. Almost a third one, too. You can't even explain it.
All right, calm down. What's the reasoning here? Like, it's not something that they did to all of us when we came out. It's
maybe
the likelihood of the fact that that finger is used in dangerous situations.
That's what they said. They said that most people at some point, because it's the opposite of your dominant hand, you've cut yourself with a knife or you've like something with a hammer or something along the lines.
Oh, that makes sense, though. If you have a knife and you're cutting something, you're going to have that motion and you're holding it with your other hand. And yeah.
But do you guys have this or is it just me?
I don't, actually.
No, I do.
No,
I do. Right here. I have a big one right here. The hand went through a plate glass window.
I'm not 100% sure if mine counts, but I mean, that finger is all calloused up from playing guitar.
Sure.
I mean, it's super calloused up from that.
3 out of 4 of us. That's 75%. Mm. You see how good my mouth was just there?
Yeah, I got the perfect
really
finger.
Great.
I don't know. What is your body oddity? Does everybody have one? You got a thing that's weird about you?
There's an obvious one for me. It's my enormous football-shaped head.
It is really big.
It's true.
I mean, there's probably two hats in my closet because they're the only hats that you can find on the planet that actually fit my head.
I got one for Raven 1 year for Christmas.
It was custom.
I had to have it custom made to fit his head.
the best part is that it was a surprise when she ordered me the hat. One day I'm sitting over here and she came over here and there's a string all of a sudden around my head. And then I see her walk away with the string and her finger is on the string. And I'm like, what are you doing? She had to measure it.
She wanted to see how big your head really is.
It is, though. It's egg-like.
I'll do it for video.
It's an abnormally large head. Yeah.
Do it for video so you can see it. If you enjoyed the movie Alien and Aliens with Sigourney Weaver, I was also in those films.
You guys probably never noticed this about me because, you know, who looks that closely at someone else's arm? But I broke my arm when I was 5 years old and my elbow just pops up. I have like an extra,
That's gross.
I've never seen that before, right?
You got a weird extra bone.
There's a huge scar on it. There's extra bone. It's part of my collarbone that they use to repair my elbow. I was 5 and I shattered the growth plate. So if the surgery hadn't gone well, I'd have like a T-Rex arm.
Oh, you know what I'm saying?
I have a friend with a T-Rex arm, so watch it.
My weird thing is like my skin is like really elasticy.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see.
It is.
It's super stretchy.
Oh, that's gross.
Oh my gosh.
Like he can make a pocket out of
that's
it.
That's what I said. So let me paint a picture for you if you're listening right now. Sean is pulling the skin off his body where he could almost use it as a bag.
No, you know what? This isn't a body oddity. This is the fact that Sean has like effortlessly 10% body fat, and I hate you. All of us in this room could do that if we were that skinny.
Look what I could do with my tongue. Look.
Yeah, you can roll your tongue.
I can roll my tongue.
You can probably tie cherry stems too.
No, I can only roll it.
Okay, you just roll it.
I can roll my tongue.
I can't do that.
All right.
That's cool. Body oddity.
What's your body oddity? The weirder, the better. 1-800-330-9999. Body oddity, 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 oddity. What is your body oddity? 1-800-330-9999. I just read this article that if you look at the opposite of your dominant hand, so let's say if you're right-handed, you look at your left hand, the index finger, your pointer finger, most people have a scar on that finger. And I was like, yeah, right. And I looked, and sure enough, I have three scars right on the tip of it. I was like, whoa, whoa.
I think it makes sense. It's the hand that you're working with all the time. I have a head that is shaped a bit like a football.
Huge.
If you've ever seen like a James Cameron film, Aliens.
Yeah,
it's like that kind of from the side profile. I thought I would live in a carnival tent.
Yeah.
But turns out that I've got a regular job.
Yep.
Got a regular life.
It is really large. I can curl my tongue. Mm.
Can't tie a cherry stick, but stem, but pretty good.
I've never tried. I bet you if I tried, I could.
You should try it.
I'm looking at our text line. The skin on the top of my head is not attached to my skull, and I can move it.
Whoa.
Feels a little bit weird.
Whoa.
Sounds weird.
I work with a girl whose fingers bend all the way back so her fingernail touches her wrist on the top of her arm.
That double-jointed nonsense stuff really freaks me out.
1-800-330-9999. Molly, what's your body oddity?
So, I don't have a body oddity, but my dad, when he was 12 years old, cut his index finger off.
Good.
So, he's got all these amazing pictures from, like, World War II and his time in the service. And when we were going through his pictures, we weren't looking at that. We were looking at to see if we could see his finger, the hand with the finger that was cut off.
Right.
So, all the grandkids thought he cut his finger off. Sword fighting pirates. That was the story.
Yeah.
For all 28 grandkids.
I love that. I love that.
Right.
Grandpa was fighting pirates.
Shot off in the war. But no, that wasn't it either.
He was a farm kid and he was messing around with a knife and he cut his finger off. And back then they didn't reattach.
Eric, what's your body oddity?
Well, it's not really a body oddity, but it's a life hack that can maybe help out Raven with his enormous size head.
Yeah, yeah. What is it? I'm listening.
You measure your head, divide that by pi, and that's your head size.
Measure my head.
Measure the circumference of your head.
Yeah.
Divide that by 3.14.
Yeah.
That's your head size.
But how does that change the fact that he still needs enormous hats?
Yeah, I mean, I still have to go to custom hat places. They're like, we need more fabric. I walk into the custom hat guy, and it's like, you know, come here. They're like, get out of here.
Angelica, what's your body oddity?
So my pinky toes don't touch the ground. It's like my feet are perpetually having tea. Their pinkies are just up.
Wow.
Cool.
I heard that. I heard pinky toes, like, they could evolve right off the human body at some point.
Really?
Maybe you're just advanced.
That's it. I'm ahead of everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Do your toes touch each other?
They touch the toe next to them and kind of, like, hover just above it. So they kind of, like, curl over the toe next to them, but they don't touch the ground.
I'm fascinated with feet in my family because my older daughter has the exact same feet as my husband, where the toes don't touch and they can spread them out on their own.
They don't touch?
You know how you could take your fingers and spread them apart?
Yeah, yeah.
They could do that with their toes.
I mean, I could spread mine out some, but they touch.
No, they don't touch when they spread them out. They're like Spider-Man feet, like what I would envision Spider-Man feet to be like.
Wow.
And Dakota, my little one, my five-year-old, she has the same feet like I do, where they're just like little bricks.
Right.
You know, like they're just like these little chubby brick things, where all our toes are squished together, and we have really high arches, and we can't wear boots.
So strange.
I know. Feet are wild.
Yeah. Can they climb trees with those toes?
We should ask. We should try them.
Yeah. Make them do it for dinner one time or something.
Guys, take off your socks. We're going outside.
Yeah, Paul wants to find his keys. You're like, they're in the tree. I'm like, what?